spiritual baddies, entrepreneurs, and everyone in between.
You're listening to the Embodiment Podcast, where we dig into who you are behind closed doors.
And even if you aren't an entrepreneur or on your spiritual journey, but you're looking for something to listen to while you're on the treadmill,
or on the road, or just looking for some new knowledge to gain, welcome.
I'm your co-host, Ashley Fry.
And I'm Manoat Series.
Hello, guys. Welcome back to Embodiment, Who You Are Behind Closed Doors. Today, I've got a bit of a different episode for you guys. I'm doing this solo because Mr. Mano is in San Fran at Google HQ doing a little bit of AI exploring with his team for his startup. So I decided to take this on individually so he doesn't need to stress or worry while he's over there and we don't have to fight our schedules to try and align. But I also didn't want to leave the podcast hanging for a week. Even if we have to compromise, I think the one reason why we've gotten as far as we have so far is consistency. So even if this is coming out a few days late and Mano's not here, we're still getting an episode out to you guys. So today's episode actually was inspired by a video that I saw of my dad at one of his seminars. And it's a video of him doing incantations with his clients. And if you don't know what incantations are, I don't know the exact definition, but it's like affirmations, but you are totally like, how do I describe this? When he does them, he has his clients hold a little mirror and like scream their incantation out loud. So the one that inspired me is, it's nobody's business what anybody, or no, it's not my business what anybody thinks of me. And I think this is such an important thing to talk about and to remind yourself of and to affirm to yourself, because we live in a society where outside opinions honestly totally hone in how we feel. And it's so easy to get caught up in the social media part of it too, where you're constantly looking at what other people are doing and you get anxiety about how other people are watching you, when you should really, really, really just do whatever you want to do and not base what you're doing on other people's opinions. And I am so guilty of this. And we've talked about this in the past where I didn't realize that I had anxiety growing up. I just thought everyone thought that way, when in reality, I was hyper fixating on other people's opinions and the way that other people would think of me, when maybe they weren't even thinking of me. It was just my mind creating this anxious feeling and these thoughts that basically helped direct me in a way where I was focusing too much on that. And I would think more about what other people thought versus what I should be doing for myself without their opinions or whatever my mind thought their opinions were. So whether it comes to entrepreneurship or anything that you're doing, entrepreneurship, you're on your own spiritual journey, you're just working on your mindset, every step and everything that you do, external opinions can either act as like anchors or wings, right? And another thing that has been very present on my mind recently is that, oh my goodness, my brain went blank. It's different doing this without a partner. It definitely is. But other people's opinions, not other people's opinions. I'm going to scratch that sentence. What you believe about yourself should come from your internal belief and not the validation of other people, right? So that ties into this. I have a quote for you. It's from Richard P. Feynman, I think. He said, "You have no responsibility to live up to what other people think you ought to accomplish. I have no responsibility to be like they expect me. It's their mistake, not my failing," right? So think about that quote specifically. How many times have you changed what you're doing because someone else doubted your idea or dimmed your own light to fit into the conventional mold that they casted for you, which we see often nowadays, especially with social media, because there's these, which trends are good and trends invite creativity. But when it becomes something where you base your life off of these things, you fall into the pattern that everyone else is creating versus creating your own pattern. I'm going to throw in another quote for you. Bernard Baruch, he said, "Be who you are and say what you feel, because those who mind don't matter and those who matter don't mind." Sit on that for a second. Those who mind don't matter and those who matter don't mind. And don't take that too heavily to heart, because we're all a work in progress. We all get hyperfixated on little things that can be very hard for us to get out of. But at the end of the day, I'm going to use the word paradigm. When you fixate on certain things so many times, it ends up becoming a pattern, which is a paradigm, right? And like, paradigms are based on patterns. And so when you fixate too much on that stuff, it becomes part of your mental program. So you can change that, right? So you can change yourself from being someone who minds too much to someone who doesn't mind, right? And that, to put that into maybe an everyday perspective, like today I went to the grocery store and I am on a time crunch, but I went self-checkout, as we do nowadays, because it's just easier. I guess I don't need to think when I'm doing it. And I started to pack my bags after I had like scanned everything, but I hadn't paid yet. And so the machine started going off and the attendant was busy talking to two other people, and he wasn't actively like working, like helping them. He was just having conversation. And there's two directions this scenario could have gone in. It could have been, okay, I got mad and I went over and I interrupted and let myself mind too much, right? Where I started to get emotional, or just wait and be patient and do my own thing. And I was listening to an audiobook. I was listening to Rich Dad Poor Dad, actually. And so in that moment, I was like, okay, you know what? I'm on a time crunch, but it's another 3 minutes. It's fine. I'm just going to wait until he's done. So that's just like one example of minding and not minding, right? And that's only one example. There are so many other situations where we can reflect and self-reflect into that. But if you're to think about people, celebrities, entrepreneurs, big business people like that, like Steve Jobs, for example, who was a visionary, who he had a lot of backlash and he was misunderstood and criticized, but he is now a name that people think about when they think about somebody who is successful, who like revolutionized multiple industries, right? People like that, those are the people. It doesn't matter how many people have said things about you or hated towards you or casted their opinion on you, or if you're in a position where maybe you're not hearing it all the time, but you're stressing about what people might think of you. He's a person who was in a position where that could have happened. And there were probably times where he did have to fight that feeling, but he continued to do what he was doing. He continued to not mind, and he ended up being the success that he was. I want to transition out of that and kind of talk about the psychological impacts of pleasing others. And this is a big term that we hear nowadays, is people pleaser, right? And I myself was a people pleaser. I'm sure if you're listening to this, you have people pleased many times. But people pleasing can have a big impact on the way that you experience joy and creativity, right? And so when you need validation, I don't think we realize that people pleasing is not just a way to silence our feelings, but it's also a way to get validation through other people. And like, I am so guilty of this and I didn't even realize it. But growing up in a household where both my parents were working all the time, And then my little brother was crazy, right? I always kind of had to silence my feelings in the middle to try and please not only my little brother, but my parents, because I just wanted to make sure everything was okay. And I'm sure other people can relate to this, or they have their own experiences with people pleasing. It's very different for everyone, but the way that we silence our feelings and come out on the other end appears very similar. So that in the long run ends up leading us through a path of like endless mental exhaustion. And you're either going to continue doing that. And I think I reflect on some family members that I have when I think about people pleasing. And one specifically is my grandma. And she just wants everyone to be happy, right? And she actually, in the past few years, obviously there's other things that contributed to it, but I truly believe that when you don't acknowledge your needs and take care of yourself first, it catches up to you in the end, right? And Gabor Mate, he's an author, he's a psychologist, he's literally the most calming person to listen to. Like, to listen to him speak is such a calming thing, and the things that he says are just so valid and articulate. And I think any parent, like for me, before I become a mother, I'm going to make sure that I listen to at least like 1,000 hours of Gabor Mate speaking, because he's got very, very, very educational and just personable things to say. But took myself down a little mind stream there. But one thing that he heavily believes is that like your trauma stays in your body, right? And I think people pleasing, whether everyone sees it right away or not, inherently is, it comes from trauma, first of all, or it becomes its own form of trauma. And there's like little traumas and there's big traumas. And I'd say it's a little trauma that built up. And so where I was going with this is my grandmother, she has been a people pleaser her whole life, even to this day, right? And in the past few years, she has developed dementia, which is slowly getting a little bit worse. And it's upsetting to watch. But I do think that one of the reasons why, not the only one, again, there are other things that contribute to this, but I do believe that one of the reasons why is because she was a people pleaser her whole life. So that's just one example of how, if you don't acknowledge the areas where you are pleasing others more than you're pleasing yourself, and that can be in any aspect of life. Obviously, when it comes to business and certain things, you have to play the long game and you have to be considerate of other people. But you do still have to take that initiative to make sure that you are putting yourself first, so you do not, at the end of the day, like destroy your body and destroy your mind, right? Something that Lao Tzu says is, care about what other people think and you will always be their prisoner, right? So when we hinge our self-worth on other people's opinions, we give them the gift of taking our mental peace. So that's just my little part on the psychological impacts of pleasing others. But once you realize that and you acknowledge it, you have to learn to build a mindset of independence and resilience, right? And that starts with self-reflection. I always, always preach, I think whatever you do in life, whatever challenge you're going to tackle, you have to reflect. I think that's the first step to succeeding in anything, to excelling in anything, to understanding yourself, to understanding the role that you play in your own life and the role that you play in other people's lives. But you have to understand, and this is something, especially if, say, you've been in a relationship that maybe was harmful to your mental health, or you just have a tendency to people please. I think you really, really need to start by writing down what your core values are, know where your strengths are, know what you're good at doing, and then know the areas that you need to work on, right? And we don't have to be perfect at everything. That's another thing. You don't need to be perfect at everything, but you do need to understand where you might need to set more boundaries, or you might need to retract a little bit because you're giving too much. But you need to encompass your vision through everything that you're doing in life, right? And one thing that I also think you should move on heavy, as in like do heavy, is do things out of love for yourself and for other people. Because when you start doing things out of love, it's not only about the benefits that it reaps in terms of reciprocation and karma and all of that, but it feels a lot better doing things out of love than doing things out of like maybe malicious intent or something like that. Something that DeMontage said is, I do not care so much what I am to others as I care what I am to myself. And I think that, like, whether it be in the mornings, like doing the incantation or doing the affirmation of, it's not my business what other people think of me, or saying this, I do not care so much what I am to others as I care what I am to myself. Make that your mantra. Make that your, in order to feel one with yourself and to feel like you are making decisions for yourself, start by telling yourself that. Because once you start to ingrain that belief into your head, then you will notice that your actions will follow your beliefs, right? And it can be difficult. It can be really, really difficult to work through people pleasing and get out on the other end and forgetting about other people's feelings, like, especially if you've been thinking this certain way your whole life. And these patterns, it could be really, really hard to break, but it is so worth it. It is so worth it coming out on the other end. And actually, one thing that Manu and I did recently was we posted like more social media content on our personal pages. And him and I, we accepted the collaborator post from our embodiment page at the exact same time. And it was like this anxious buildup, even more anxiety than us releasing our first podcast episode was putting that on our personal pages. But I feel like that was such a moment for growth, because after that, I was like, okay, this isn't that hard. Like, I don't know why I made it such a big deal in my head. And I don't know why I cared about if like people are going to judge me for starting to make content like that on my personal page, right? So, all in all, I'm not going to make this a long episode. I just wanted to hop on here and share this with you guys, because this is something that I've been thinking about for the past few days and has really, really just wrapped my brain up. And I also think it's super duper important. Do things for yourself. If it's the gym, if it's studying, do it for yourself, right? Do it out of love. If you catch yourself thinking about other people's opinions, or like, I don't know, if you're out in public, you lock eyes with someone and you're like, were they judging me? Catch yourself, right? Like, stop yourself and say, no, we're not thinking like that. And then maybe replace that thought with something positive. That's always, always such a helpful tip, is when you catch yourself thinking something not so positive, replace that immediately with something positive. Like, take control of your thoughts. We have 20,000 thoughts a day. How many of those are subconscious patterns and subconscious paradigms? And how many of those are you choosing to have yourself? Right? So I'm going to leave you guys with that today. Mano, I hope I did a good job.
Hey, thanks so much for listening to the show this week. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can write to us at embodimentpod@gmail.com. And if you want to send us a DM, it's @embodiment.pod.
Or if you'd like to follow us or message us personally on Instagram, it's at Emmanuel Series and at Ashley.Fry. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Mano.
And you've been listening to Embodiment, Who You Are Behind Closed Doors. Thank you guys. Have a beautiful day, babies. And I am so grateful for you. Hello, spiritual baddies, entrepreneurs, and everyone in between.
You're listening to the Embodiment Podcast, where we dig into who you are behind closed doors.
And even if you aren't an entrepreneur or on your spiritual journey, but you're looking for something to listen to while you're on the treadmill,
or on the road, or just looking for some new knowledge to gain, welcome.
I'm your co-host, Ashley Fry.
And I'm Manote Series.